И еще раз занудливо напоминаю, что после слова if практически всегда, а после слов when и then во многих случаях, не нужно употреблять показатели будущего времени, элементы will, shall. Также хочу от себя добавить, что элемент will, особенно произнесенный с ударением, придает выражению гораздо большую степень уверенности. Например, он придет обязательно. Видите, мы делаем ударение на обязательно, а у них можно просто сказать he will come, и все будет понятно. Текст номер 39. International trade. Международная торговля. Are you intending to export or to import? Seeking out new markets and increasing your earnings is always an attractive prospect. It is always easier to start with a country which resembles your country. There are not too many cultural differences, and it is easier to understand each other, that is, understand and be understood. But establishing business relations is not going to be easy. You should fully prepare yourself and try to get as much useful information from different experienced and knowing contacts and sources as possible. Start by looking around you. If you find necessary people, don't hesitate to get in touch with them and make full use of their knowledge and experience. Contact companies in the area and listen to what they can say. Then comes the time to begin calculations and think over your business strategy. Don't forget to foresee generous margins so as to reduce your susceptibility to nasty surprises. Decide on your business strategy, plan carefully, but allow things go better than you expected. Have you the resources to meet increasing volume demands? Will you be able to say enough when things do not come up to your expectations? These matters should be decided in advance. And then comes the time for accountants. An international firm of accountants will have far greater resources and experience of foreign business than your local accountant. The same can be applied to lawyers. Your local lawyer might be not fully versed in the matters of double taxation and international business contracts.